Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Wednesday of the 25th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is The Power and Authority of Our Baptism.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases, he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal. He said to them, take nothing for your journey, no staff, nor bag, nor bread, nor money, not even a tunic. Whatever house you enter, stay there and leave from there. Whenever they do not welcome you, as you are leaving town, shake the dust off your feet as a testimony against them. They departed and went through the villages, bringing the good news and curing diseases everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord. Laudare benedicere predicare. By baptism and by our profession as Dominicans, we have been sent to proclaim the good news of the kingdom with power and authority. What is the power? The good news of Jesus Christ, the unconditional love of God. And the authority, first and foremost, is predicated on relationship with God. It sets all creation, all people, free to love life to the full. It requires a deep knowledge of where one stands before God and oneself, but more commonly, the willingness to be open to other positions, other persons on the margins, and in other ways of being. One possessing authority based on loving must be authentic and have a good sense of self and limitations. Such authority is gentle, kind, mutual, able to reconcile differences, forgive, and be forgiven. It is accepting of where others are in their relationships. The authority based on God's loving is a shepherd's staff, foot washing, and cross-resurrection experience. It calls for a dependence on God. Think about how you pack when you go away. Some of us pack too much. Others forget and don't pack what they need. In a culture of hospitality, Jesus said to the 12, take nothing for your journey, no staff, nor bag, nor bread, nor money, and not even an extra tunic. Whatever house you enter, stay there and leave from there. The apostles' appearance would show their proclamation. It would call for utter dependence on God and the truth with which they proclaimed and healed. No staff or sign of importance. Their actions would proclaim God's kingdom. Illnesses were often connected with demons. Healing was a gift to share. Dominic walked barefoot from town to town. Only when I was in the lands of Dominic tour did I learn that many of his miracles and healings. Our power and authority is a gift not given for ourselves, but for those in need. It is not to build us up, but to heal others. What healing needs to be done in our relationships, our country, and our world? What forgiveness is needed? What do we need to do to learn the truth and increase our openness to those of other races, countries, and sexual orientation? Today, as we search for truth, may we learn to use the power and authority of God's love given to us for others.